You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, we're going to wrap it up today on the holy days in Jesus. See, this is important because, as I mentioned earlier, if you don't understand God's holy days, you can't understand His plan of salvation. It doesn't make sense. Things that Jesus said and did don't make sense to you. You come to false conclusions. It's easy for Satan's minions. The biggest organization on the face of the earth is the Catholic Church. If you keep pagan holidays, why? I don't keep them. I'm not Catholic. The Catholics keep them. They invented them. Well, Satan invented them, but they promoted them. Forced people to participate or they'd murder them and put them to death. See, the holidays all point to Satan. Those are the counterfeits of God's holy days, which all point to Jesus. That's why He came to earth. That's why He died for our sins, so that we could spend eternity with Him. And the plan of salvation is laid out with God's holy days. I said that you can't understand the things that Jesus said and did if you don't understand the holy days. Let's look at something Jesus said. He did it on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. John chapter 8, verse 3 says, "Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to Him a woman caught in adultery. And when they set her in the midst, they said to Him, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?' And this they said, testing Him, that they might have something of which to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with His finger, as though He did not hear. And when they continued asking Him, He raised Himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised Himself up and saw that no one but the woman, He said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.'" So why is this whole exercise here in the Bible? Why does it clearly happen on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles? In John chapter 8, it's all 7 and 8. It's all talking about Jesus going up in the midst of the feast. This is the day that pictures the great white throne judgment, when the masses are brought in front of God and judged for their sin. After the 1,000-year millennium, after the general resurrection, after Satan has let out of the bottomless pit and deceives the nations. And these people are given a chance for salvation, to be in God's kingdom. That pictures this. They're all guilty, but they're forgiven.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.